Section 125.
O thou, the dread of whom hath fallen upon all things, before the splendours of whose face the countenances of all men are downcast, at the revelations of whose sovereignty all necks have humbly bowed, to the ruling of whose will all hearts have been subdued, the awfulness of whose majesty hath caused the foundations of all things to tremble, and to the power of whose authority the winds have been subjected. I beseech thee, by the compelling force of thy revelation, and by the power of thy might, and by the exaltation of thy word, and by the sublimity of thy sovereignty, to number us with them whom the world hath been powerless to hinder from turning towards thee.
Cause me, O my Lord, to be of those who with their substance and their own selves have fought valiantly in thy path. Write down then for me the recompense thou didst ordain for them in the tablet of thy decree. Stablish me also on the seat of truth in thy presence, and join me with the sincere among thy servants.
I implore thee, O my Lord, by thy messengers and thy chosen ones, and by him through whom thou hast affixed thy seal upon the manifestations of thy cause among thy creatures, and whom thou hast adorned with the ornament of thine acceptance among all that dwell in thy heaven and on thy earth, to graciously assist me to attain unto what thou hast ordained for thy servants and bidden them observe in thy tablets. Wash away then my sins, O my God, by thy grace and bounty, and reckon me among such as are not overtaken by fear, nor put to grief.
Thou art verily the Almighty, the help in peril, the self-subsisting.